I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, September 27th. Two New York men are accused of scamming a Quincy senior out of $120,000 through a fake computer notification and bogus bank correspondence. The scam began when the victim got an email that appeared to be from Microsoft saying her computer was locked and she had to call a phone number. When the woman called the number, a woman informed her that she was from the FDIC and there was suspicious activity on her bank account related to an online poker website. The woman was then able to convince the victim to withdraw large sums of money on multiple occasions, which were then handed off to people claiming to be FBI agents. The scammer told Teresa Rogg that her money was safe in the hands of the FBI. Police said the scammers gained access to the victim's computer and created bogus correspondence from her bank, the Social Security Administration, and the FDIC to support their scam. The victim became suspicious, confided in a friend, and police were contacted. Two men who came to pick up the money were arrested. 27-year-old Xiaoquin Liu and 33-year-old Xiwang Ning, both from Brooklyn, New York, are charged with larceny over $1,200 by false pretenses and conspiracy. Both were arraigned in Quincy District Court on Wednesday. It is estimated that American seniors were scammed out of more than $12 billion in computer and telephone scams last year. A routine call from the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office made a life-saving difference for an 80-year-old woman from Canton yesterday morning. The call was part of the Are You OK program, a free service offered by the Sheriff's Office to check in on residents of Norfolk County who live alone and may need assistance with their health or well-being. Yesterday morning, Officer Cheryl Bambury from the Sheriff's Office made her routine call to an 80-year-old woman from Canton. When the woman didn't answer, Bambury called two more times. On the third attempt, the woman finally picked up. Bambury asked, "Are you okay?" The woman said that she had fallen while coming down some stairs. Bambury immediately called for an ambulance, ensuring the woman received the medical attention she needed. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott praised Bambury for her response. McDermott says the program has helped about 4,000 participants over the past 20 years. Currently, around 150 people are on the call list. The Sheriff's Office is eager to expand the program to reach more residents. Norfolk County residents interested in signing up for the program can call 1-866-900-7865. And there's information on the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office website as well. Two medical professionals and the crew of an MBTA ferry were honored yesterday for working together to save a life when a ferry passenger suffered a heart attack out of Boston Harbor. The passenger, Karen Nesbitt from Rochester, New York, collapsed aboard the ferry Champion during the afternoon commute on August 22nd. The MBTA ferry crew, Captain John Foley, and deckhands Neil Guerra Bardalis, Noah Steck, and Benjamin McKenna retrieved the onboard AED and contacted EMS. Dr. Paul Cangiano and registered nurse Laurie Ann Trezza, who happened to be aboard the ferry, applied the AED. After the device delivered a shock, Nesbitt woke up, and the MBTA crew said they moved quickly to bring the ferry back to dock, where Boston EMS took over her care. She is expected to make a full recovery. The MBTA says buses will replace trains on the Ashmont branch of the Red Line tomorrow to allow for track work that will eliminate a speed restriction. Service will resume on the Ashmont line Sunday. Then service will also resume on the Braintree branch on Monday after a 24-day shutdown aimed at eliminating 20 speed restrictions and reducing round-trip travel time by 27 minutes. One outbound lane of traffic on Quincy Shore Drive between Billings and North Streets will be closed weekdays 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. through next Thursday as National Grid replaces a gas valve. The Department of Conservation and Recreation says a police detail will be on scene to direct traffic around the work zone. Visiting hours are being held today from 4 to 7 p.m. at St. Joseph's Church in Quincy Point for retired Quincy Fire Chief Thomas Gorman. A funeral will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at St. John the Baptist Church in Quincy Center. Gorman died last Friday at home at age 87. He retired as Quincy Fire Chief in 2002 after being appointed in 1991. He joined the department in 1963. Gorman's late father was chief from 1947 to 1967. Donations in his memory may be made to Boston Children's Hospital. Quincy High School's annual Roll Hats celebration is being held today and tomorrow. Girls volleyball will play Notre Dame today at 5:30 in the gym. Saturday, girls soccer plays Pembroke at 11 a.m., followed by boys soccer playing Pembroke at 1 p.m., and then football at 4 p.m. as the Presidents play Westwood, all at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Roll Hats will also spotlight many school clubs and organizations. A jumpy house, face painting, and other family activities will also be included. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association's final Saturdays in the Park free concerts at Safford Park on Beale Street in Wollaston will be held Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m. featuring Otta Hits Records and the Anna Daly Young Band. Food and beverages will also be available. You can visit WollastonHill.com for more information. Saturday is Good Neighbor Day. The Massachusetts Coalition to Build Community and End Loneliness encourages residents to organize or attend community events designed to bring neighbors together. For a list of events, you can visit endlonelinessma.com/GND2024. The Ward 2 Civic Association and Quincy Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash present Fall Sundays in the Park. The events include food trucks, live entertainment, adult beverages, family activities, and touch a truck. First event is this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at Faxon Park. The final event, October 13th at Four River Field. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum on Quarry Hills Drive in West Quincy will host geologist Les Tirala for a presentation on Quincy granite Sunday at 11 a.m. The museum and the Lions Turning Mill will also be open for self-guided tours, and museum members will be available to answer questions. Admission is free. The Neponset River Watershed Association will hold a Neponset River cleanup Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. In Quincy, the cleanups will be held at Squantum Point and Neponset Landing. You can visit neponset.org for more information. Art created by Quincy Public School students is on display at the Quincy Art Association's Q Arts Gallery in Quincy Center through October 12th. 21 mural-sized canvases, each representing one of Quincy's schools, is on display, along with a special exhibit by Quincy art teachers. The gallery is open weekends from noon to 5 p.m., and Thursdays and Fridays from 2 to 5 p.m. Reminder, the Quincy Christmas Festival Committee accepting nominations and the theme contest for this year's parade. Entries must be received by October 4th. The winner will receive a gift and an invitation to ride in the parade. 71st annual parade will be held on Sunday, December 1st. A traffic update, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open today at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 260 points. The NASDAQ rose 108. The S&P added 23. Stocks also advanced in Asia. The euro was down. Oil at $67 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox back at Fenway tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays at 7. The Patriots will be in San Francisco against the 49ers Sunday at 4. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, turning partly cloudy and mild, high of 76 degrees. For tonight, few clouds, low 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 72. Sunday, sun and clouds, high 71. and sunny on Monday with a high 72. The marine forecast today calling for 1 foot waves. Northwest winds at 5 knots become southwest at 5 knots later today. High tide 8:16 a.m. at 8:29 p.m. Sunrise 6:37, sets at 6:31. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, September 27th.